This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Oh, geez. You know, I was talking with Brad, our engineer today, and I was telling him that Tom Mabe on YouTube, and he does pranks on YouTube, and I was telling him the days about in the 1980s about desktop publishing and how Tom Mabe does it in video form, but we did it with desktop publishing. And Tom Mabe has nothing on what we did back in the 1980s. And maybe someday I'll share some of those pranks that we did. Now, they're quite humorous. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted to be with you today. And John Reagan is with us, Captain John Reagan. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, do you remember desktop publishing?
Oh, boy, was that the big thing back then.
Yeah. Now, did you ever prank with desktop publishing, send people letters that appeared to be really bona fide, that had the form numbers on the bottom, government letters and, you know, things like that, where, let's not say it that way. Letters from organizations that appeared to be bona fide, requesting and demanding that people do certain things. Have you heard about those kinds of things?
Yeah, I had too much of a life to do those types of things.
Yeah, I was pretty lonely, so I had plenty of time. Oh, geez. Well, anyway, today we got a couple serious topics. And one of the things I wanted to mention before we get started is, I mentioned that the state came after our family for what they claimed was sales tax due, unpaid sales tax. And I proved that they were absolutely out of order, crossed the line, behaving fraudulently, in bad faith, that they were financial parasites, financial perverts, and they did not have any claim or justification to anything they were alleging. As a matter of fact, they just sent us a bill and they couldn't prove anything because there's nothing to prove and they were totally wrong. Well, I mentioned that I got two apologies from the state. Well, and I should have taken them on and made them pay compensation, but I haven't done that yet. I might still do that. But one of our instructors got the same letter, the same exact letter. And I don't even mention his name because he plans on being on with us, but he has stage 3 cancer. His name is Len Pence. And Len Pence got the same letter, and Len Pence used to teach gardening classes. And they claim that, and you don't teach gardening in the winter. I mean the winter when it's like snowing. And so he was threatened and by the state of Missouri. Same exact letter I got, same tactics. But the difference is that he didn't come out swinging yet the way I did. I was really frosted and I was not going to let him take our farm. Well, they put a lien on his farm and they're going to try to steal his farm. Now, Who would do such a thing? Well, I've got, I was in the shower this morning. I was thinking, who would be so mean as to try to steal someone's property illegally? Okay, who would make up that a person owes unpaid sales taxes without any proof whatsoever? Well, that'd be the state of Missouri. Now, who would that be? Who in the state? And the only thing I can think of is that these must have been the descendants of those who came to the area during the land grab, the theft from the American Indians, because they have the same tactics. Overwhelming force, overwhelming numbers, come in with big threats, big sticks, big cans, big guns, big police force, pick on the little guy. Just the way the government did to the Indians. So I'm wondering if these people who have these government jobs are the descendants of those who stole the land from the Indians, and they're still keeping up the same tactics. They want to steal Len Pence's farm. They want to steal my farm. And I wasn't going to let them do it. No matter what. No matter what. And, class, if you get a chance to watch... and I watched the same video series for the eighth time. I'm in the eighth time right now. Jericho. And they used a phrase. Mayor Green used a phrase in that. And he's one of the main characters. And he said, and they were talking about a certain thing that they had to accomplish. He said, do it, no matter what it takes. Do it, no matter what it takes. And, you know, those thoughts... And words come to mind when I think about the state or the government trying to steal our personal property and our land and the results of years and generations of work. It's absolutely unacceptable. And so I wanted to share that thought with you. And Len Pence, if he's well enough, will come on. If he doesn't, I'll just do it. I'll just tell you the story about, give you the details, read the letters, the threats, and what they've done to this poor man and his wife. He's in his 80s. Stage 3 cancer. And so if you feel that the government has any heart, absolutely not. Anybody who believes that the government has a heart is confused, misguided. And it doesn't have a heart. Not at all. It's not capable. These people don't think the way we do. John Reagan, serious topic, flooding, devastation, Texas. About a third of the state's underwater is part of what I read, at least in terms of toxic waste, toxic liquid waste, spreading all over. What do you think?
Well, it's unprecedented. They're calling it a 1,000-year flood now.
Yeah, that's because they're out of 500-year flood terms, because the 500-year floods are every year. So now it's every 2 years, we'll call it.
Yeah.
Now we'll call it the 1,000-year flood, and let's make it every couple of years. Yeah. Yeah. Please continue.
I remember I was watching the night it was coming on shore, and I turned on the news, and when they put up the original projected path, it had it going inland up until about Interstate 10. Then doing a loop, heading back towards the coast, and then coming back up north on the west side of Houston. And this was over a period of days, and just seeing it at that point, I knew this is going to be bad because you've got two parts of the hurricane destruction. The first is when it comes on shore. You've got the heavy wind and the storm surge, and that's where you get the brunt of the damage. And you know, the good news is, from the good side of technology, we haven't lost a lot of lives. To put it into comparison, 1900, the hurricane that hit Galveston, this was before they started naming them. They don't know exactly how many people died. It's a range between 6,000 and 12,000. I think most often you see it published as 10,000 people perished in Galveston when that hurricane came through. And this was a time when Galveston wasn't as populated as it is now. And I believe that was approximately one-third of the people that were living there at the time. So technology has helped us at least be aware. There's a lot of complaints about Houston didn't issue evacuation orders, and you know, basically by the time they knew they had a problem, it really was too late to evacuate. You would have to be watching on your own and making your own decisions instead of waiting upon the government to tell you. If you remember when the storm got on the other side of the Yucatan, they did expect it to reform into a hurricane because the Gulf waters are a few degrees above average, and warm water is where hurricanes get their energy from. And we saw that strengthen, and they were looking what's going to be a Category 2 or a Category 3, and then all of a sudden, by the time it gets close to the coast, it's going to be a Category 4. The good news is that it bypassed Corpus, at least on the – it went in east of it, which meant that Corpus didn't get to suffer the storm surge. They still had quite a bit of wind and rain that hit there, but as we watched it go up north and basically take its time, we started seeing the flooding start, and then as it's moseyed on east, that's when we saw it just get worse and worse. And the good news is, and I believe this was a prayer thing, is that instead of going north on the west side of Houston, it headed north on the east side. Unfortunately, it went through my hometown at that point and did devastating damage there. But had the hurricane kept its original path, instead of those 40-inch totals that you were reading about, it probably would have been 60-inch totals. And you can imagine how much worse the damage would have been. So I think we got the best of a bad situation, but there is so much coming up. It's not going to be fixed quickly or easily, and the ramifications are going to be there for years. In fact, this may even be the first domino in the coming collapse. So I do not have any posts on my site yet. I may take an advantage of the top of the hour break and post a couple of links. One of those would be to Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer's site. Coach is organizing teams to go help. And basically, whatever you donate in that, you can volunteer to go as well. Money's going mostly to the people. The volunteers are just getting fuel and food paid for. Their lodging is taken care of. So nearly 100% is going to go to help the people.
We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. 432-6433.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, hernia disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-backed rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves retired. And we're talking about the flooding, the devastation, storms in the past. And I can be caught off guard. And you talked about help and relief. And if you can help those directly, that sounds like a great way to go. Just throwing money at the problem, donating money to like the Red Cross, I wouldn't even consider it. John, what have you learned about the Red Cross?
Well, there's a number of entities, and the Red Cross is one of them, that you have a bureaucracy in there that siphons off money before it even gets to help people. The government is even worse about that. You know, for every dollar you send them, you're lucky to get 50 cents back. They're very good at wasting money.
I used to work for a government agency, John, and about 51% of the money that was allocated for this government agency actually got to the purpose it was intended. It was an agency that would help people directly. And if a person had a handicap and wanted to get a job, this organization would help, allegedly help people get jobs. And if they needed medical attention to get a job, or if they needed dentures or their teeth fixed, or they needed glasses, or they needed a prosthesis, or whatever they needed, they were evaluated, and this agency would help them and set them up with doctor's appointments and so forth. But 51% of the money went to running the agency to give out the other 49%. So, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you know, when you talk about half of it's wasted, yeah, it is.
Yeah, back when there was the Christmas tsunami, I wanted to send some money to help, and I haven't searched for it, so I have no idea exactly what we're talking about today. It's the least prepared show that I've done, but there's just so many angles to this, and I don't know where the conversation's going, so I couldn't just put up a post like I normally do. With the Christmas tsunami, wanting to send money, I found a website that talked about various agencies and which ones do a better job of, you know, getting your bang for the buck, and I donated to one of them. And you'll tend to find out it's not the ones with the recognizable names. So there's ways of helping, and like I said, Coach Dave is looking for volunteers, so if you can, if you are available for some of that, that's great. If you're not, you know, the next thing is just keep on praying for these people. It was amazing. I was watching the devastation, and you know, it brought tears to my eyes. It's a bit personal because over half my life has been spent in Southeast Texas, between Beaumont and Houston. And so I was very familiar with a lot of the area, a lot of the scenes. But then, you know, I had tears because it was just so heartwarming to see Texas, Texans helping Texans.
Well,
and I think that's what we see in any disaster.
I saw it in Joplin. We had a tornado in Joplin here in Missouri years ago. And Mrs. Finelli and I were Red Cross volunteers. We were put through their selection meat grinder, and they did background checks on us, and they wanted to make sure that we were qualified to go volunteer and help people. Well, they put us through the process, and they decided that we were acceptable to them. And we had the tornado, and I was on the radio at the time in Springfield, Missouri. I called the Red Cross and said, we're going to Joplin. They said, no, we're not taking volunteers at this time. I said, I'm going to Joplin. They said, we're not taking volunteers at this time. So I went there to Joplin without the Red Cross's permission, blessing, guidance, approval. Went there anyway, and I saw the devastation. There were signs that people spray painted on sheets of plywood that said, we need help. I saw the police barricades preventing people from going in to help, to keep everybody safe. They were protecting. What were they protecting? I guess they were protecting the victims from being rescued. It was an outrage. And where was the Red Cross? I'll tell you when we come back.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now, 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, owners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan and I are talking about Joplin. Joplin, Missouri. A few years ago, we had a tornado here. It was pretty serious. It wiped out buildings. It ripped sides off houses. Some people were hurt. Electricity was taken down. The hospital was a taller building than most, and the windows were blown out. People were sucked out of windows. It was really serious. So I decided to go the very next day. And I brought my camera with me, and I wore blue jeans, but they were dark blue jeans, you know, dark blue. And I wore a solid color shirt, and I had my Red Cross lanyard on with my ID tag. And I looked around, and what I saw was we went in the back way. We didn't have to cross the police barricades because we went in the back way. So I got a chance to see the devastation, and we started helping people, just, you know, grunt labor. And ultimately, we ended up at one of the schools. And I walked in, and I was with another guy, and he said, we have to go over here and register. And I refused to register. But I just told him, you know, go ahead. I'm going this way. So I just stood in the middle of the lobby there. And this guy came up to me with a Red Cross lanyard on. There were only a few people from the Red Cross there. And he had his identification on. He was sipping a Diet Coke. Frosty. And he said, what do you want me to do? He thought I was in charge. He thought I was in charge because no one was in charge. All they were doing was setting up their computer system so they could track people. A friend of ours is a doctor. And she and her daughter decided to go to the local sub shop. They have a couple sub shop stores in this little chain, local chain. And she ordered a bunch of submarine sandwiches from both of these chains so that they could make them faster. They could make them twice as fast if she ordered them from two stores. They were wrapped by the chain. They were put in bags. And she drove out to Joplin in her SUV with her daughter. And the plan was to provide food for the victims. And they were told at the door, they were told where to park. They parked there, and then they were told no, they couldn't unload them because or they couldn't accept the sandwiches because who knew if they were safe or not? They were just bought from 45 miles away in Springfield, Missouri, that did not suffer the devastation of Joplin. So they were safe. They were wrapped, they were sealed. And they were told the sandwiches were unacceptable because they couldn't verify that they were safe because the Red Cross didn't buy them. So they packed up the sandwiches and headed out and went to the makeshift hospital, and they brought them there. And there they were told they couldn't be given to the victims because they didn't know if they were safe, but the staff would certainly eat them. That's what happens in a disaster. So we saw firsthand how the police run these barricades. They set up at intersections so that you can't get in. You can't help. Now, to be fair, maybe the police are thinking that I could have been a looter. You know, I could have been someone who is maybe burglarizing some of these victims' houses. But how does that score with wanting to help the victims? So did I look seedy? No. Did I look unkempt? No. Did I have a Red Cross identification? Yes. But I saw the police barricades and no one was getting through. How do I know? Because I tried. I said, I'm going to see how this works. I'm just going to walk through as if I own the place and see what happens. No, I didn't get through the intersection. They stopped me. And how do they stop you? Well, they all have guns. So if you think that the government is coming right away to help you, I think you're mistaken. I think you're more on your own than you believe. However, what I do believe is that there are people who will be in the same circumstance who will help each other. Victims will help victims. And those who are nearby when it happens will help victims. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't bet my life on the government coming to help me. And the first thing I would do is make sure that I'm not in harm's way as best as possible. What does that mean? That means moving uphill. It means moving uphill. And we'll talk about what runs downhill in a few minutes. John, any comments?
Yeah. This is such a large area.
Mm-hmm.
As bad as the damage was in Joplin, that was relatively confined. Here, when you see the map overlaid over other areas, it would take up almost the entire state of Florida, take the state of New Jersey. I mean, it's just huge, huge areas. I've seen some of the statistics in Harris County, which is where Houston is. They said that 70% of the county was flooded with a foot and a half of water. That's, you know, mind-boggling. It's so huge, we can't even comprehend it. It's like, you know, our debt. It's beyond what our minds will handle. The good news is that with a foot and a half, there's still going to be areas where the houses are okay, would flood the streets, but wouldn't get up to the home itself. But there were obviously large numbers of something in the neighborhood of 150,000 homes damaged or destroyed that we know of so far. And that's part of the the devastation that is going to have a big effect. Because unless you live in a floodplain, you probably don't have flood insurance because it's an extra expense. They say that only one in six, less than 20% of the people, had flood insurance. So unless your roof was taken off and water got in your house first, the water damage in your house is not covered by insurance. Something on the order of 500,000 cars have been damaged. That's got lots of ramifications. I remember when Rita went through Houston, through Beaumont, basically through downtown Beaumont. It was, quite some time before things started to get back to normal. And when you look at the size, the number of homes affected, just the logistics of it, where are you going to find enough construction workers to work on that many projects at once? Where would you house them? There's not going to be enough hotel space for that. And likely for at least the next year or two, hotel space in the entire region is going to be at a premium. I saw a video this morning. One of the public schools that was flooded, and this is a newer one. It's probably not even close to being paid off yet. And I'm wondering how much are they going to have to do to get that school back in condition where it can be used. Of course, given the state of public education, that might not be a bad thing, but point being is that that's going to be an additional expense that the government has, and of course the government doesn't have any money on its own, so it's got to rely on the broke people. And when you look at what we've already discussed in prior shows, we have 78% of the country, the workers are living paycheck to paycheck. And for those in this region, the way the floods were, practically nobody could get to work. So we've got a lot of people that missed out a week of pay and right before rent is due. And that's going to have some kind of fallout. We don't know what yet. In fact, it'll probably take a few more weeks before we even have some decent numbers to deal with on all the effects. We've got...
John, I've never done this. Well, I don't think I've done this before. I just was leaning back in the studio chair. Normally, I lean right up against the desk, against the microphone, and I'm, ready. And I just put my hands behind my head, and I leaned back, and I was just listening intently to what you were saying. And one of the things that came to my mind was a discussion I had about 20 years ago with someone on the East Coast, and I was talking about preparedness, and I was talking about, you know, how you need to be ready and have everything that you need before you need it. And this person, a very well-educated person, top of his game, career person, ladder climber in the corporate world, doing very well, very successful, probably makes a couple $100,000 a year easily, said, you know, Vinny, look, if it gets bad, we're just going to go out to eat. And I was thinking about what you said about 70% of the county being flooded. Okay, counties are pretty big. So you're hungry. You find out that your house is flooded and you're almost up to your belt in toxic water. And you go, okay, honey, let's take the children and let's go out to eat. Really? How's that going to work? Are you going to take the canoe, the family canoe? Are you going to take the family boat? Are you going to paddle that little fiberglass boat or that aluminum boat to the nearest McDonald's? How's that going to work? The power's out. The power's out. Why is the power out? Because they found out people were being electrocuted by standing in the water with the underground power lines. So they turned off the power. So how's that restaurant going to cook?
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the PC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, we've been talking about catastrophes, and one of the things that I'd like to share with our class is that there's a danger that's kind of hidden that maybe we haven't thought about, and that would be the electricity. Now, we all see these power lines on the power poles, but some power is delivered via underground cable. Our farm has underground cable coming from the road to our farmhouse. And we have these junction boxes every 300 feet or so. There are these steel boxes that have these, I mean, these are heavy boxes that need a crane to put them in place. And all they are is the cable is underground in conduit, and the cable comes up into these junction boxes, and then it gets connected to the next 300 feet of cable, which goes to the next junction box, and so forth. And the reason they're placed about 300 feet apart is that's how many feet are on these rolls of cable. So they unroll the cable, and they bury it in conduit, and then it comes up out of the ground to join with the next length of cable. Well, these boxes they can probably withstand handgun cartridges. Not that I've shot at one, but the point is they're really heavy, and they're made to stay in place, not float away. However, they are not waterproof. They're water resistant, so if it rains, the water sheds off them, but they're holes, and if water comes up from the bottom, it'll flood them. And then you'll have electricity going through the water surrounding these boxes. So how high are these boxes? About 30 inches. Now, but that doesn't mean the connections are at 30 inches. The connections are probably 18 inches, 20 inches off ground level. That's one thing to think about. Here's another thing to think about. There's no way for us to shut off the power to these underground feeds. There's no way. You need a really tall pole, fiberglass pole with a hook on it, to disconnect the fuse on top of the power lines that run on the poles, you know, along the road. I don't have one of those. So I can't disconnect the power to our house, should I want to. You know, the underground feed, I should say. Another thing to think about is, as the water comes into these homes in Texas, let's say it goes into the kitchen. Okay. Did the homeowner shut off their main breakers? Did they do that? Did they think about that? Probably not. Probably not. And how high are the main breakers? Well, typically, if you look at a main breaker panel in anybody's house, the center of it's going to be at 60 inches or 5 feet. But that's the center of it. In our house, the center of it's at 60 inches. But the panel is well over 30 inches tall. So literally the bottom of the panel is at about 30 inches. So if we had 30 inches of water, the breaker panel would start to get flooded. Just as in most other homes. And if you have a basement, heck, those outlets, those receptacles are completely flooded, right? So it's a serious, serious situation. And obviously I would want to turn off my main breaker if that happened. Why? For a lot of reasons. One, dishwasher electronics. The dishwasher is going to get flooded and ruined. The refrigerator. Those who, we don't have one, but those might have trash compactors, garbage disposals. I mean, all this equipment. Where do you keep your computer? Do you keep it on top of your desk or do you keep it on the floor? How about the router? How about TV? Some people actually have TVs on low carts, low pieces of furniture. All these electrical devices are plugged in. And if they get wet, I think they're destroyed. I really do. John, you mentioned 500,000 cars, half a million cars. Well, I can tell you that if you have 18 inches of water, well, you're going to have water in the axles, the transmissions, maybe the engine, certainly the wheel bearings, seats. Yeah, toxic soup going into your car, toxic soup going into your house. What do you do with that sheetrock that wicks up all that toxic soup off the walls and the insulation in the walls? You're going to saw off all the sheetrock at 3 feet? No, you got to go more than that, 4 feet. No, you got to go more than that, about 5 feet. Yeah, it's a big problem. So let's be prepared. Let's think about moving uphill.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.